ספר במציא פרק ת' משנה י' המקבל סודה מחברו לשבוע אחת בשבע מאה זוז. Somebody who receives a field from his friend for one shavua, one period of 7 years, in exchange for giving his friend 700 zuz hashviyas min haminim. The year of shviyas, the year of shmita, is included in this shavua, and he would have to give 700 zuz for these 7 years, even though shmita is one of those 7 years, and he is not allowed to work on the ground during shmita. And since he said Shavua Achas, a period of 7 years, and inevitably Shemitah is one of those years, so therefore it is understood that he has to give the 700 zuz for this period, even though he could only work on the field for 6 out of the 7 years. Kibla heimenu sheva shanim b'sheva meo zuz en hashviyas min haminyan. If he made up with his friend that he would take the field for 7 years in exchange for giving his friend 700 zuz, in this case, Shemitah is not included. He gets the field for 7 years besides Shemitah. And since he didn't say Shavua, he didn't say a period of 7 years, he said he wants the field for 7 years in exchange for 700 zuz. So what he is saying is he wants the field for 7 years that he could work on the field. This does not include Shemitah. So therefore, he gets the field for 7 working years in exchange for this 700 zuz. If you hire somebody to work for you during the day, and he works for you until nightfall, then you have to pay him during the following night. As the pasuk says, "Lo tolin pulasachar itcha ad boker." You should not keep the wages of your worker with you until the morning. This is referring to a day worker, as you are not mechuyev to pay your worker until he finishes the job. So therefore, a day worker that worked for you until nightfall, you have the following night to pay him. Otherwise, you are over on this lot. Here, Lila, go back, call you. If you hire a worker to work for you the whole night and he finishes his work at daybreak, then you have to pay him during the following day. As the pasuk says, the yomo, Zitin Karo, you must pay him on that day. Here shows, go back to Alayla, but call Hayom. If you hire a worker to work for you for a number of hours, less than a full day, if he is working for you during the night, then you must pay him after he finishes his job before the end of the night. And if you hire him to work for you during the day, then you must pay him after he finishes his job before the end of the day. That which the Mishnah says kol halayla is referring to a night worker, and that which it says kol hayom is referring to a day worker. Shir Shabbat, Shir Chodesh, Shir Shana, Shir Shavua. If you hire a worker for a period of a week, or of a month, or of a year, or for a period of 7 years, yasa b'yom gove kol hayom. Yasa b'layla gove kol halayla. If he finishes his job during the day, then you must pay him during that very day that he finished his job. And if he finishes during the night, then you have the rest of the night and the following day to pay him. You must pay him before the following night. Now, even though we saw earlier in the Mishnah that a worker that finishes his job during the night, you must pay him before the end of the night, this part of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. As Rabbi Shimon holds, since Hayom Holach Achar Halayla, that the day starts from the night and doesn't end until the following night, so therefore, a worker that finishes his job during the night, you can pay him until the beginning of the next night.